The ISIL terrorist group controls large areas of Syria and Iraq and has started mounting attacks further afield, most notably in Paris, France, where 130 died in a series of assaults. The brutality of the organisation has been well documented, not least by videos of beheadings of civilians. Nadia Murad Bassi Taha, who is a Yazidi from Iraq, was invited by the president of the council to relate a first-hand account of her abduction. She was speaking through an interpreter.
They separated women, men and children. I saw them from the second floor of the school. They took the men and they killed them. Six of my brothers were killed. Three survived this collective bloodshed. We, the women and children, were taken by bus to another region with more than 150 other Yazidi families. In a building there, there were thousands of Yazidi families and children who were exchanged as gifts. One of these people came up to me. He wanted to take me. I looked down at the floor. I was absolutely petrified when I looked up. I saw a huge man. He was like a monster.
An international coalition has continued bombing ISIL strongholds in Syria and Iraq. Last month, the Security Council adopted a resolution calling on the international community to take the war on terrorism to the territory controlled by ISIL. Matthew Wells, United Nations.